Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I don't know how to begin, 'cause the story has been told before.
Ry Cooder, Cat Power, and this singer, Nora Jones, are all along for the ride in the new film, My Blueberry Nights. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and coming up on our show today, a look at a Paul Simon month-long residency at the Brooklyn Academy of Music, and members of the Garifuna Music Collective called Umalali talk about the loss of their mentor. But first, if you're making a road movie, you have to pack a lot of music for the trip. Easy Rider had Born to Be Wild. More recently, Little Miss Sunshine got super freaky with a Rick James song. But before filmmaker Wong Kar-wai embarked on his road movie, he heard singer-songwriter Nora Jones in a traffic jam in Taipei. He joins me here in our Soundcheck studio to talk about the music in the film My Blueberry Nights. Kar-wai, welcome to Soundcheck.
I'm very happy to be here. Good morning.
So the story of how you got involved with Nora Jones, I mean, film is by definition a visual medium.
Right.
But it was the sound of her voice that attracted you. How did that inspire this movie?
Well, actually, sound is something very important to me, because I think film is about sound and images. And sometimes sounds have a more like significance in a certain expressions. So actually, my encounter with Nora is very strange, because it's through radio too, because it's like 3 years ago, we were both doing promotions in Taipei. She's doing a promotion for her album, and I'm doing for my film. And I get trapped in the traffic one evening. It's like 6 o'clock something. And then our car just stuck in traffic, and there's nothing we can do. And because she's in Taipei at that time, so the radio program actually is like a 30-minute program dedicated to her music. So it is like compulsory education, and songs after songs, and I can do nothing. And when I look at like the streets, well, basically it fits so well. It's very cinematic. Somehow I have a feeling that, well, I seem to know this girl, and I'm very interested to see, because at that point I don't even know how she looked like. So I try to set up something, and 1 year later, we met in New York, and I said, well, you're such a talented musician, but I also think you can be a very good actress. Do you want to make a film with me? So I proposed her to make a film with me.
And did you have to talk her into it, or was she ready from day one?
What really impressed me is about the spirit of Nora. It's like she's very confident and spontaneous. Normally people will ask why and what's in your mind, but she said she think about it, and then sure, are you sure, and why not. I think it's very simple and very spontaneous,
and she was also a big part, I suppose, of the sound of the film, not just her voice inspiring you to cast her, but she actually brought some of the music that ended up in the soundtrack, right?
Because I have to understand the journey, because I know New York or Los Angeles a bit, but I don't know the rest of the country. So I have to took a few trips across the country to understand her journey, the journey of Elizabeth in the film. So before we took this trip, because it is basically a car, we rent a car, get myself, the DP, and my location manager, we drove. And then before that, I asked Nora, I said, well, can you suggest some music? Because I want to show because this film has different chapters, and I think each chapter is happening in one specific region of the United States. So I'm sure you know, so you have a very good knowledge about this. So give me a list. So she gave me a list, and we just get all those CDs and played it during the journeys.
And then on the set as well, so we hear that, for example, this Cassandra Wilson song, her version of the Neil Young Harvest Moon.
That's my favorite, you know.
And this is for a scene where Nora's character, I mean, this probably must have been for Nora, the toughest part of the movie, where she's, you know, just crying her eyes out, basically.
Right.
Was this music, you know, kind of playing there to get her in the mood, so to speak?
Because I never tell her what is my feelings about her selections. So at the end of the trip, because I want to show her what I see from this journey. So we took a lot of pictures during the trips, this location recce, and then I just make a slideshow, and then I put Cassandra Wilson's song underneath.
Uh-huh.
And it's very it impressed her. And then one day when we, I think this is the first week of shooting, and I said, Nora, this is going to be hard. You have to cry. Pick a music.
And she picked this song, exactly. Cassandra Wilson's version of Harvest Moon for the film My Blueberry Nights. We're speaking with the film's director, Wong Kar-wai.
Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. But there's a full moon rising, let's go dancing in the light. We know where the music's playing, let's go out and feel the light. Cause I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance tonight. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
Cassandra Wilson's version of the song Harvest Moon, written by Neil Young. It appears in the film My Blueberry Nights, the latest from director Wong Kar-wai. It opens on Friday. And we're talking about specifically the music. Wong Kar-wai was on Leonard Lopate's show earlier today here at WNYC. And if you missed it, you can hear it on our website at wnyc.org. Not only is that a beautiful performance, but it's almost cinematic already, the way that the album was produced.
Exactly, it's very cinematic, you know.
So the film is basically, it's a road movie. You took the trip, as you were telling us before. You actually made the trip yourself before shooting. You end up in Memphis, in Nevada,
yeah,
in New York. Did you find different music more appropriate for, I mean, did songs just kind of naturally fall into one of those three cities for you?
First of all, I don't think this film is like a room. I don't consider it as a road movie. I would say it's more like a rock band on a tour with Nora as the lead, you know. Because at the very beginning, the original idea is to have the whole film shot in New York. It happened in New York, but later on we realized it's too expensive for the production. So we work on a script and create this trip for Elizabeth. But I think it is also true for this the spirit of the film, because it is, at first, it's supposed to be a very intimate collaboration with the Minimo crew, and it's also give me a chance to travel across this country. And in fact, during our locations recce, I realized like the sound of each state actually is different. Or whenever we hit one state from the others, we notice like the radio in the music is different. Mm. So I think that will be a very, very interesting idea to play around with the music in this film to make it as a reference of place. I still remember the first time we went to Memphis. It's at night. So the first thing we go is into the bar. And then we have Otis Redding. And then that's the time I decide, well, we should shoot here, and this is going to be the music of this chapter.
So it's your first film in English. You're traveling around parts of the country you haven't been before, and basically the soundtrack is happening
exactly
while you're doing the reconnaissance mission, the filming itself. Cat Power. I mean, Nora Jones is making her acting debut, but so is Cat Power.
Right.
And the song "The Greatest" was right. This one of the ones that Nora Jones recommended for. for the soundtrack.
Yes, and we both love these tracks, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you played this, again, over and over on the set while the actors were filming. Is that unusual, or is that something that you've done in other of your films?
I think it works better in most of the time, to give a sense, especially when this is the first time we all work together, including my cast and my crew. I think I want to give them a sense of the rhythm and also a sense of the mood, what I'm looking for. And actually, this the reason I keep repeating this song is like it is an experience, because I was a writer. So I spent hours in coffee shop. I realized like in each of the coffee shop, they have their soundtracks. So it actually, at certain point, they will play certain songs. So like Greatest is the time frame, a reference of time also in this cafe.
And just as Otis Redding became for you the sound of Memphis, Cat Power becomes the sound of New York.
Yes.
We're speaking with director Wong Kar-wai. His film is called My Blueberry Nights. Music from Sean Marshall, better known as Cat Power, her song The Greatest, from the album of the same name. But that song now appears on the soundtrack to Wong Kar-wai's new film, My Blueberry Nights, which opens on Friday and stars Nora Jones. Cat Power actually appears briefly in the film herself. And now, Kar-wai, you said it's not a road movie, although critics keep saying it is.
Yes, right.
But more like a tour, a rock band on tour.
Yes.
When you come to Nevada, the music that represents that state for you is Ry Cooder, who we associate with road movies, you know, like right. Paris, Texas, and things like that. What about Ry Cooder's music seemed to fit for you?
First of all, I think we have, like, in each of the chapters, we have a very specific, like, genre of music. We have Cat Powers in New York and Otis Reddings and the blues in Memphis. But we have to have a theme to link all these chapters together. So I need someone to create a theme which is about the journey. So I think of Ry Cooder's. Because I'm a big fan of Ride. I actually, the first meeting, he said, well, are you looking for something like Paris, Texas? I said, no, it's way, way before that. Because the first time I'm really impressed with his work is on a film which is directed by Jack Nicholson. It's called The South Border. It is a cop's stories happen in a border in the south of America.
When's that from?
I think it is in the late 80s or something. He said, I almost forgot that film, you know. Mm. And I said, the reason I like that soundtrack, it has a lingering version, feelings. It's like a person linger. I don't call this film a role movie, because it's not about the journey. It's actually this girl, Elizabeth, her mind is always in New York. So actually she's lingering. She's like a boomerang. We know she's going to come back. She's mm-hmm. not going to go away.
So there is a journey, but it's kind of maybe an internal journey within the character of Elizabeth, played by Nora Jones. Let's hear a little bit of Ry Cooder's music from the soundtrack to Wong Kar-wai's film, My Blueberry Nights. Thank you. some of the music written by guitarist Rai Cooter specifically for the soundtrack to Wong Kar-wai's new movie, My Blueberry Nights, which opens on Friday. It's been a busy day for Kar-wai here in our WNYC studios, the Leonard Lopate show earlier today, and now Soundcheck. If you missed his discussion of the film itself with Leonard, you can find it on our website at WNYC.org. Now, you mentioned it is a journey. Elizabeth, Nora Jones's character, goes away from New York, and as you say, you know all along she's going to eventually come back.
Right.
Elizabeth comes back. What about Nora Jones? Does she come back changed out of this whole? I mean, did you have a different actress by the end of this process from the newcomer that went into the film with you?
Definitely. We all said, sometimes we joke with Jude and Natalie. It's like,
Nora Jude Law, Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Nora is like a sponge, you know. We can see, like, at the first week, she's like, she don't know exactly what's going on the set. But at the end of the film, because she absorbs so many things, she learned, because in this film, there's four chapters. She has to deal with, like, partners, a new set of screen partners, like, each 2 weeks. So she just absorbed everything. At the end of this shoot, she's so experienced. She's like a professional, you know, really professional. You know.
And she also created the song called The Story for the Wong Kar-wai film called My Blueberry Nights, which you're hearing a bit of in the background. Kar-wai, thank you so much for staying around and stopping by our studio this afternoon.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
The film called My Blueberry Nights opens on Friday.
How to begin. Cause the story has been told before. I will sing along, I suppose. I guess it's just.
That's Nora Jones' song written for Wong Kar-wai's movie, My Blueberry Nights, which we've been discussing on Soundcheck so far. And we're joined now on the phone by entertainment reporter John Jurgensen. John wrote about the movie for the Wall Street Journal. And John, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi there.
So Nora wrote that, you spoke with Nora Jones, and she said that hearing her voice played back during the, you know, like the daily, the rushes as they're known, was the hardest part of the whole process. Meanwhile, Wong Kar-wai just told us it was her voice that hooked him in the first place. So who's got the right view of Nora's voice here?
Well, suddenly you realize that there's a huge gap between a singing voice and a speaking voice. And, you know, if someone who can have sold maybe 37 million records based on her singing voice can feel awkward about her speaking voice, then I think that's something we can all identify with. In fact, she equated it to hearing a voice on the answering machine, which I think most of us have gone through and been mortified by.
So how does she stack up against veteran actors who are, you know, quite used to using their voice in this context?
Well, I have to say I was definitely rooting for her in my seat as I was watching the film unfold. And but, you know, objectively, I'd have to say she did quite well. And you guys just finished talking about how she evolved as an actor throughout the film, and I think that's really obvious and part of the, you know, the charming qualities about the movie, because you really see her come across first as a real newbie on stage and in front of the cameras in the beginning of the film, and then as it ends, she's really become comfortable, or it seems to be comfortable as you're seeing her up on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, this really, we mentioned this is her... her screen debut. I guess she had done some minor things before, but you know, it's very different from being on stage. What does this do to or for her music career?
Well, this is she characterized it as kind of a lark in the beginning, and something that she agreed to do because she really admired the director and wanted to do something with him. But then suddenly, this thing, as she described it, really took shape and built steam around her, and suddenly she's starring next to Natalie Portman and Jude Law, and really she had to dive into it head first in order to survive. So I think it kind of it built up around her, but she spoke just as a performer in terms of saying that, you know, it helped give her confidence, which she has in times especially in the early part of her career, really lacked on stage and really had trouble feeling comfortable on stage. And she seems to think that in the long run, this is going to help her as a performer as well.
We're speaking with John Jurgensen, entertainment reporter, who's written about Wong Kar-wai's new movie, My Blueberry Nights, with Nora Jones for The Wall Street Journal. It's not just Nora Jones who's a newcomer here. And Cat Power, Sean Marshall, has done some kind of, you know, acting in experimental films here in New York in the past, but nothing like this. How does she do in her brief turn on screen?
Well, she does well in both ways because, I mean, Nora is the real big pop star in the movie, but Sean Marshall definitely steals the show, I would say, musically speaking, because her songs really fit in quite well with the film. But you mentioned the scene that she performed in. It's something a bit more than a cameo. It's one scene, and it's very brief, and she comes out of the blue as a former flame of Jude Law's character, and you know, she materializes, and they share a chat and a cigarette. There's not like, that much really to it, but she's really got something riveting about her look and the delivery of her lines. It's slightly off-kilter, but really kind of charming in a way. It's hard to kind of take your eyes off her. So I'd say it's a pretty auspicious beginning for her, too.
And a couple of her songs, very prominent in the soundtrack. Let's talk about the soundtrack as a whole. I mean, what role does music play in this Wong Kar-wai film?
Well, I mean, I would equate it to as much of a character as Nora Jones plays Elizabeth. You know, he really uses it to convey us from scene to scene and you know, get the idea of the journey across. He's got this real sort of lyrical way of looking at things, and you have these extended visual scenes where, you know, he's holding the camera on a blurry highway or kind of reveling in the neon light of a dive bar in Memphis, for example. So it as I said, it serves as a character and has a dreamy way of getting us from place to place and scene to scene. You know, you guys talk about this too. You know, everyone talks about this as a road movie, but there really isn't that much road in the film. I mean, she really only goes from, she only hits a couple cities in addition to New York, and I think most of the time she's taking the bus, but not that we see her on the bus too much. So the music is really what is helping us get the idea of a trip across the country.
Okay, and I mean, what stands out for you from this?
When it comes to the music, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think he hit it right when he talked about the location and connecting that location to the sound of it. I mean, that's something that's really kind of a classic idea in American music, and he's been able to pull that off. You know, it might seem obvious to equate Otis Redding with Memphis in a Memphis honky-tonk dive bar, but, you know, it really just works that way when you hit it there, and same with Cat Power in New York, I'd argue. So
right.
I think he's got his map out, and he's been able to get us across it with the music.
The film is My Blueberry Nights by Wong Kar-wai, starring Nora Jones, and with a brief turn by Cat Power as well. They're both represented in the soundtrack. We've been speaking with John Jurgensen, who wrote about it for The Wall Street Journal. John, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And still to come, Paul Simon kicks off his month-long residency at BAM this week. We'll find out what's in store. And then coming up later, Garifuna music lost its biggest advocate just as the West African and Central American style was beginning to turn heads. The members of the group Umalali talk about the loss of their mentor, and they'll play live in our soundcheck studio. That's coming up.